Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about the New York Times list of 52 top destinations for 2018. So we're taking a look at this list. We're going through, well, we've already gone through actually. And when I say we, I'm talking about Doc Bill. He's sitting in with me today. And we've gone through this list and we've chosen a couple that we like and we want to check out in 2018. We hope you like our choices, but if not, there are a bunch more on this list of 52 destinations. 52, Doc Bill, I mean, that must have taken a lot of time for them to choose 52 of the top destinations around the world. We're not just talking the U.S., it's around the world.
Well, it is. And they're looking at places that their writers have gone to and looked, and they have one of the largest writing group of writing editors around the world. So they use those resources to get an idea of where to go, what to focus on, and places they may want to highlight.
That's true. And who knows better than people who've gone there, seen things, and had to come back and write about it. So when you have to come back and write about something or talk about it on the radio, as I do, you really have to pay close attention to what's going on, what the trending things are, and just, you know, what
right.
things people might want to see when they go there. So absolutely, that was a good choice of letting the journalists who've actually ventured to these places come up with the list as well.
That's true. And one of the places they had on the list was Baltimore.
Baltimore. Well, hey, that's not far from your hometown.
Well, it's not far from the D.C., Maryland area, which it is in Maryland. But Baltimore is an old city, you know, dating back for a couple hundred years, even more. The interesting thing about Baltimore is it's known, I guess, these days for the Inner Harbor area, the area in which, you know, the port region, because Baltimore was a port city. When people think of Baltimore cuisine, though, one thing comes to mind, and that's basically the Chesapeake Bay blue crab.
Yes. The blue crabs, absolutely. It's kind of hard to get away from that. If you say Maryland, people are going to say, oh, did you have crabs? And those blue
right.
crabs are definitely top of the list. So is that, like, you know, still the popular thing? I'm assuming it is, because it always has been.
It is. Whether the blue crab is just taken and steamed and served with an old classic seasoning known as Old Bay, and people familiar with Old Bay seasoning, it comes in a yellow orange type box or container, and it's sprinkled on everything, particularly seafood, particularly crab, and also those Maryland crab cakes. You know, those are things people think about when those Maryland jumbo lump crab cakes are what people think about when they head to Baltimore in that area there.
Now, I know that you like to tie things, you know, to the local area here. Now, Georgia has some pretty good blue crabs as well.
Oh, we do. Georgia has a tremendous amount of blue crabs, and some of Georgia's blue crabs actually end up in Maryland because the demand is so large in Maryland. That's where a lot of them go.
Well, that's probably a secret that the folks up in Maryland probably want to keep a secret.
That's definitely true.
A very, very little unknown fact.
That is. Near the end of April, first part of May, you know, you have soft shell crab season that occurs up in that area there, and people they love the soft shell crabs. The crabs' shells get quite soft at a certain time before they mate, and when the shells are soft like that, you can eat the whole crab shell and all. And they're usually fried in a nice batter, and then they're either served with coleslaw or they're served on sandwiches. And those are found all throughout the Chesapeake Bay area. And if you're down here in Georgia in the first part of April, you can have them down on the Georgia coast and occasionally at Restaurant Eugene's or Home and Finch in Atlanta.
Well, that sounds really tasty. I really love soft shell crabs. I remember when I first heard about them and I thought, there's no way that you can eat the shell of a crab. But it is amazing how it's so different than the crabs that people probably normally see. So if you're not familiar with soft shell crabs, I would say that's definitely one to put on your list to try.
Well, it is. And if you don't want to drive down to Atlanta, you can go to Atlanta Seafood Market. Occasionally, they will have soft shell crabs there in April as well.
Now, Baltimore, though, it really has something great going on this year. It is their 200th birthday. And, you know, that's a big celebration for them. 200 years. That's pretty big.
It is. Frederick Douglass is a person associated with the city. There's also a Frederick Douglass House in Anacostia, Washington, D.C., where you can also get information about Frederick Douglass and the whole abolitionist movement. You know, so those are very, very key things that are, you know, to look at and to study. He was an interesting person because he was a escaped slave and taught himself how to read and write, and said some very provocative things that even today, if people looked at what he said, they would find some of his things pretty profound. But he basically said that, you know, if anything in this world that you want to get, you have to struggle for, and anything that you get, you have to work for. And nothing is given free, and you really must not take it for granted.
That is true. That is true. And it's actually the 200th birthday of Frederick Douglass, not of Baltimore. I got that wrong, but it's the 200th birthday of Frederick Douglass. And you're absolutely right. That is a place where you want to go and you want to check out all the museums and all of the biographies and the signings and all of the things that will be centered around his birthday celebration. Now, we are talking about the New York Times 52 destinations that they've listed for the top destinations for 2018. And Baltimore, Maryland is one of them. And I'm liking that I'm talking to Doc Bill about this because, Doc Bill, your family lives in the Maryland area. And I know that you would agree that if you're in Maryland, you also need to go and check out Washington, D.C., because it's so nearby, even to Baltimore, that you want to check out all of the history and all of the things that you can see right there in our capital.
Well, you do. You're not that far from it. You can. There's the area of the mall where there's a bunch of museums, from the new Museum of Black History to the Native American Museum to the Smithsonian institutions, and there are various variety of museums and the Museum of National Art. So there's a tremendous amount of things to do in that area, as well as the Aerospace Museum. So there's a lot to see, a lot of great food. And, you know, as I said before, you know, these places, once you go to one place, you find another place. And sometimes the fun is more so in the journey and discovering new things that weren't even on your primary destination.
I agree with you on that. And also, too, you can always split your vacation. So it doesn't mean that if you have a week's vacation that you need to spend the whole time in one city. If there are other very popular cities nearby, split the time. Spend 3 days in one city and maybe another 3 days in another city and find a way to split it up. Now, Doc Bill, another city that was on the list of the New York Times 52 top destinations for 2018 was Branson, Missouri. And I actually have plans for going on a press trip to Branson later in the year. So I'm looking forward to that because it is known as the family destination, and it's known for theme parks. It's known for a wooden roller coaster with this whole corkscrew type design to it. Time travel, you know, things that you can do there. I mean, it's perfect for the multi-generational travel theme that people like to do where you take the whole family along. So Branson, I can see why it ended up on the list.
Well, I can definitely see. I mean, it's a place, you know, a lot of times some places people never heard of actually end up on lists and places like that to go. So I think those are things to consider. You know, you've got a lot of good, great food there. A lot of it's more family style food, a lot of places that do pizza, great burgers. You know, and again, you'll have, you know, there's also more ethnic foods. There's Indian restaurants as well as Chinese restaurants there. So you get a little bit of everything there.
Well, you do, because again, it's going to cater to the whole family. So you want the whole family to be able to not only enjoy the theme parks and those things like that, but everyone has to feel as though they're getting that food in, because food is such a big part of travel. I mean, those two things go together, because when people travel, they want to check out whatever the local cuisine is, whatever the local specialties are. They want to find out what those are and they want to give it a try. And they usually want to try it at a place where the locals also eat. That's a big part of it.
Well, it is. It, you know, makes it more of an interesting event. It also gives you that local flavor. And then when you go to the local hubs, you find other places to do and places to visit, because you usually meet other local people from that area, and they can tell you other places to eat. And I can also tell you museums or different attractions to go to in the area.
That is so true. That is so true. Now, Doc Bill, this show is moving along so fast. We're down to the bottom of this segment as well. But when we come back, we are going to talk about another one of our choices from this 52 destinations that the New York Times has come up with that they're saying are the top destinations that we want to go and check out in 2018. Now, we can't all do, you know, all 52 of them, so we've chosen our couple that we want to do. So we'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, another place that should be on the list. Check out their website at SapeloIslandBeachVacations.com. Back in a moment.
Your